Welcome back to another episode of Optimus, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Here's that. Kevin Pollak, what's up? Can I use the third wish first? Yeah, great. Talk to you tomorrow, but I digress. Let's meet our Aquila, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Craig Kukowski, Kakao. Favorite book as a teenager, please?
Oh, probably Stephen King's The Stand, which is the reality that we're now living in.
That's right.
As a teenager? Wow, I don't think I could have gotten through that one.
I was a very advanced reader. That's still awesome. Am.
Happy now, James?
Whoa. Yeah, I struggled with that book. I didn't finish it until after college.
Okay, well, I can't wait to get to you in this order of introduction so we can talk about it. Don't throw mama from the train. It's Chris Alvarado. Cree free to be. When was the last time you measured your height?
It was about 6 months ago because I'm 6'3". And okay. People always, they go like no one believes me sometimes. So I had a physical done. And while I was there, I said, will you measure me? And they're like, okay. And so we went over and I said, go ahead and push that thing right really nice and hard down on my head. What's my height? I'm 6'3". So everybody relax.
Can I offer up a couple of comments? Observations?
Sure.
First of all, people in your life who are not believing you're 6'3", lose them. They're quicksand. They got to go. Second of all, how'd you get a doctor's appointment 3 weeks ago? That sounds awesome.
No, not 3 weeks. I think I said 3 months ago.
You probably did.
Trick question.
I've got to stop. I've got to stop dozing off during these replies. Oh,
before,
thank you for
before
that.
All, before the things we're in now. I just had my normal physical. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a doctor during it, and it was not easy getting in.
Yeah, but you're Kevin Pollak, baby. You're Kevin
They don't want to hear from you unless you've got serious problems. Muy caramba, it's Carla Kukowski. CC and me, what's the best time for Joey Greer to call you?
3 a.m., because I definitely won't pick up.
Oh, zing, zing, zoom. Hey, here comes James Heaney. Dr. H, what's your problem with tomatoes?
Well, first of all, it's not really that it's a problem with tomatoes, but they're so acidic that they can ruin a cast iron pan if you haven't really made sure to break it in correctly with cast iron oil. But after that, it's just that they're dangerous. Tomatoes are dangerous, period.
Is cast iron oil different from castor oil?
I don't know. Okay. I got a cast iron pan and it came with cast iron oil and I've been breaking it in and very carefully not making pasta sauce in the new cast iron pan.
All right. I knew this was the question.
I'm afraid it's going to ruin it.
For you. And last, but may your style be crimped if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Margie, what was the longest car ride you were on and what do you remember from it?
The longest car ride I've ever taken is from Los Angeles to Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Did that twice. And what I remember from that is annoying the hell out of my friends the last leg of the trip.
I cannot believe they didn't know that was coming.
I remember what I did. I kept on repeating the monologue from Taken
with
Liam
didn't.
Neeson. Yeah, okay.
No,
I have a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a long time. Skills that will make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, and I just kept doing that over.
And on your way to Miami, whereabouts did that start?
That started in about Louisiana.
Around Louisiana, okay.
And it's a long drive down Florida. It's a straight shot. There's not much. So I had one of my buddies, Mike, just like, shut up. It was the highlight of the trip. So.
Oh, bless us all, everyone. Let's do a damn show. Most of our scene suggestions come from your listener emails, the rest from our Patreon VIPs. If you'd like your listener email scene suggestion read on the podcast, please send one to us. I love reading them and replying. Write to your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene number one comes from listener Danny, who wrote, hello, you wonderful, funny folks. Not going to bore you with a long story about my love for you. Ah, Danny. The least wordy suggestions are the best. Here goes. Butts, pizza, small town sheriff. Oh, small town southern sheriff. Sorry. Keep up the great work, Danny from Canada. Order up.
Hi, welcome to Butts Pizza.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying I can't stop eating pizza.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. So what would you want this time, Cheryl? Do you want mozzarella?
Pizza.
You want a butt, just a regular butt?
Yeah, just regular butt pizza.
Can I just get a butt pizza?
Extra
candy,
cheese.
candy. Hey,
butt pizza coming up.
Let me take Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Tom.
You liking the butt pizza?
Yeah, I love it. I can't stop eating it. I've gained so much weight, and I don't even care because butt pizza is for me.
When are you going to give me your phone number?
When are you going to get divorced?
I said I'm working on that. Okay.
Okay. Well, let me know.
Well, she's pregnant, so we're going to have the kid, raise the kid for a little bit. You know what I mean? And then boom, bang, the world is ours.
Tom, do you mind if I go on break? I'm just like really preggo and my feet are killing me.
Okay, do a little spin before you leave.
Yippoo!
Candy, I have to know, like, what are you going to name your baby?
Oh, regardless of gender, Tom, because I just love my husband so much. He's my husband and my love.
Okay, go on break, go on break.
You know, you're really, I think you're such a good singer. I think you should get back together with your band.
Oh my God, I would love to. I would love to get back together with my band.
When we were in high school, I thought for sure you were going to be the next Aerosmith.
Yeah, we all did. And then I waited a long time to get married and get pregnant. And that's life.
So you're on your break. Are you still on your break? Or is the break over? Or where are we at now?
Candy, I want to give you my number.
Pizza order up!
You can call me.
Okay.
Anytime. Yeah. But only you can call me.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, I'm writing it down.
Here's your pizza.
Sliding it across the counter. I'm taking my butt pizza, and I'm going home.
Thank you. Tom, do you mind holding on to this number? The paper's just too heavy for me right now.
No, sure. Yeah.
Well. I reckon I'd like to get myself a slice of pizza.
Okay, you came to the right...
Which one of you guys can I order a slice of pizza from?
Me? I'm the owner.
All right. Oh, the owner. Well, what do you reckon?
Sheriff, not to interrupt you, but Sheriff, I think you should order the butt pizza.
The butt
pizza? It's just a recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Is it, can I ask, what is on that butt pizza?
You cannot. It's a secret. Family secret.
Can you just tell one thing? Is it actually butt? Because I reckon I don't want to have any butt in my mouth.
Mm.
Is it butt?
Family secret.
Look, family secret.
You can always go with the cheese if you like, Sheriff.
Cheese is so boring.
Sheriff, I thought we were going straight to the jail. Could you at least take the handcuffs on while we're in line?
I got to get myself a pizza. It's a mandatory break, and I'm going to order some pizza. What say you about a butt pizza? Would you eat a butt pizza?
I would not eat a butt pizza.
Sheriff, what crime did this man commit?
Well, exactly. Honestly, that's been my point.
Hey, you calm down. I read you. You're right. Okay. What the thing is we don't know for sure that he is the perp that did it, but he is very strikingly similar to somebody that's been selling fraudulent insurance around.
That ain't me.
Well, we're going to find out. The court of law will tell us.
Everybody needs insurance. You have insurance here at this pizza run?
I told you to shut up about your goddamn insurance. There. So,
whoa.
Butt pizza. You wouldn't eat it. I'm not going to eat it. I guess I'll just
get two
slices.
Don't knock it until you try it.
Don't knock
it
until you've tried it.
I don't know.
Okay. Listen,
we'll
sir.
Get one slice of cheese, one slice of butt pizza.
Look, I don't know if you're going to get
convicted. Which one am I having?
Well, I'll let you try one of each, and then we'll split the pizzas.
Butt pizza order up!
Tony, we're running out of butt back here, okay? That's it. We got an 86 butt pizza.
You can't 86 butt pizzas on the sign.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do? Run out of butts, okay?
Get some more butts. How simple is this?
Get some more fucking butts, man. I've been going to the goddamn mortuary and digging up bodies and shit and like, trying to get all these butts, man. All right? There's no more butts in this town.
You've been going where to get how?
I'm going to the morgue and the mortuary. And
That's not what we mean when we say butt pizza. These are cow butts. You fucking asshole.
Oh, fuck.
We've been serving human.
Fuck.
I'm going to get into so much trouble if you keep coming by and buying all the butts. My boss is really suspicious. Yeah. We haven't let the families know because they're covered with clothes. Their butts are covered. But my boss knows. My boss sees the bodies naked, and he notices that the butts are gone.
Look, what do you want me to do, huh? Do you want me to give you guys a lifetime supply of free butt pizza? Done. I can do that.
I just feel like it's kind of gross.
Oh, come on. Now you're going to turn like this? You knew what we were doing before. You said yes.
Well, yeah, but it was good money, and I don't make a lot of money here. Oh, I don't know. I feel real bad about putting those bodies in the ground without any butts.
Hey, come on. Relax. Look. We all know when you go up to heaven, you don't need a butt. Butts are useless in heaven, okay? Because you got wings.
How are they going
to
sit?
I've heard you're the best mortician in town, and this is a little bit of a wild card, but my sister was a dancer for many years, and she was known for her prominent, strong derriere. And could you arrange the casket so that she's, how do I put this, butt up?
Well, are you sure that was her best feature? Because oftentimes with dancers, it's the nose that people compliment.
The nose?
The nose.
I mean, typically it's the legs or the butt, I think. She was not a looker, so we're really trying to de-emphasize the face and emphasize the butt.
So no face, all butt is what you're asking.
Yeah. You are the mortician?
I'm the mortician's assistant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cindy, is there a problem, Cindy?
No, sir, no problem. We're just talking about how to display a body.
Oh, very well. We can display it however you'd like. They were here we aim to please, as they say.
Her butt's gone.
Wait, what?
She has no butt. She has no butt anymore. It's gone.
Oh,
well,
God.
Well, listen, just because these folks are deceased doesn't mean that the...
No, literally, I cut her butt out and I gave it away. Oh. I gave her butt away.
Sir, Cindy's a joker.
So, Sheriff, huh? What do you think?
Well, I reckon it's like a hootenanny in my mouth. I really like it. I like butt pizza. In fact, I would like to order a whole pie of butt pizza.
Sheriff! So the sheriff!
Oh, come on in here. We'll get butt pizza for everybody.
Put that pizza down. There's a case that you got to hear about. Somebody over at the morgue.
Let me stop you right there. I've got my hands full with this possible insurance fraud salesman.
All right. I'll wait to tell you when...
Young man, before you leave, how about a slice?
Yeah,
all
right.
The slice is on me. Give him one of those slices of the butt pizza.
Okay, butt pizza. Hey, Tony, we got any more butt pizza back here ready to go?
Butt pizza coming up!
No, what are you doing? We're 86. We're 86 butt pizza. We don't have any more butt.
What are you talking about? I told you.
Fucking kidding. Look at this primo ass.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. I need my butt back. I need my butt back.
What are you doing back here?
I snuck in. I need my butt back. There's really, she's a dancer. They want to see her butt.
This is primo butt. Look, I got to make this pizza.
You can have the rest of her body. I just need the butt.
The rest of the body is useless to me. I just need the butt. This is butt pizza.
There's so much other body.
Cindy, this is butt pizza. This isn't elbow pizza. This isn't nose pizza.
What is going on back here? I need my pizza. I need it now.
I need my butt. I need it now.
That's what I need too. We need butt pizza. What are you doing?
Butt pizza coming up.
If you could just give me any butt. I don't care what it is. It doesn't have to be that butt if that's not the butt that you can give right now.
What's somebody explain what's going on here? I'm the owner, obviously. What's going on here? Tony, you're my head pizza guy. Who's your supplier here? What's going on? Talk to me.
Jimmy here gets all the butts, sir, and he made some joke earlier about he couldn't go back to the graveyard or the morgue or whatever the fuck. I'm just trying to put the butts in the seats, if you know what I'm saying, sir.
What's the joke?
Mortuary.
Yeah, Jimmy, what's
the
joke?
Mortuary.
Yeah, I said mortuary. And then.
Jimmy, where are you getting these cow butts from?
They're not cow butts, boss. They're
are you getting me pig butt? Pig butt is inferior. They're going to know.
No, I'm getting you top of the food
llama
chain
butt.
Butt here.
Don't get
you,
the llama butt.
I'm giving Tony, you human butt.
What?
I thought he said a human butt.
Everyone's been eating human butts. I don't know what else to tell you.
What you can tell us. Do you got a good lawyer?
No. Hey, Tony.
I mean,
Tony, our sales have been up.
Yeah.
No, I'm the fucking demon barber of Fleet Street, if you know what I mean here, huh?
I kind
of
do.
No, Sweeney Todd?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Nope.
Okay, a musical?
Sure. I mean, I prefer Soylent Green if we're going to talk about eating humans, but let's go with this Sweeney Todd dude.
Fine. Look, the point is, I'm into it. Now you, miss, what you coming here for this butt?
Yeah, I need my butt back. I'm so sorry. I can maybe get you some more next week.
Why don't I give you some dough? You can form a butt. Everyone's happy.
Sheriff.
Well, yeehaw, your mouth ain't full. okay. All right, fine. If you want to tell me whatever you want to tell me, you got 30 seconds, but I'm trying to enjoy my state-required break.
All the bodies at the morgue are buttless.
What?
There's no more butt.
That sounds like a real crime.
Well, it also sounds like it could be an insurance problem. Is this something you set up, you son of a bitch?
You think I set it up?
I don't know.
Sheriff, you ever wonder about the irony of my twin brother works for you as a deputy? And y'all bring me in with all these wild accusations of crimes all the time?
I do. I reckon that might be something that's a problem. What do you know about butts?
Butts?
Butts? Butts? Oh, no. Oh, my God. Is this butt pizza human?
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
Tony, lock the door. All right, I'll lock it myself.
I got it. It's all locked up. What do you want from me?
All right, Sheriff. We're in a real situation here.
Give us your ass.
Man, no? I ain't giving nobody my ass, and I feel like I'm pretty angry because I feel like I've been eating ass all morning.
You have. You've been enjoying it, right?
So that's what the kids mean today when they say they love eating ass.
No, Tony, I keep telling you, they mean actual.
Yeah.
You guys gotcha. Have been serving actual ass. I've been eating ass out of this shop all day, and I'm not happy about it.
Wait. Where's my wife? Anybody see my wife?
That's scene one.
No, I refuse. Where's my wife? Let's figure this all out.
She went back to the band. She went back with the band.
Oh, my God.
Aerosmith.
Scene two comes from Patreon VIP Ulrich, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin and Amazing Alchemists. I have listened to all the episodes many, many times and was really confused. How come this is so funny? What is the alchemy? But now I'm on to you. You just took three of the absolute best improvisers in the world, Craig, Chris, and James. Then you added absolute complete unpredictable madness from Joey and Vanessa. For everyone else, the combined madness from Joey and Vanessa would kill the scenes, but Craig, Chris, and James are true champions and always find the funny route. Enough ass kissing, here's my scene suggestion."
I love this guy.
I'm unbelievable. A confident Count Dracula asked for directions in Sarasota, Florida. Sarasota, Florida. "Please keep doing the podcast forever. Ulrich from Copenhagen, Denmark." Yes, sir. How many in your party?
Two.
All righty. Right this way. No, sir. We're seating every other table.
COVID-19. But this table's... Oh.
So if I could put you a little further away from these folks?
Okay.
And thank you for wearing your mask. Can I ask where you got that one?
My wife made it.
Cool. I made it.
Very cool. Right. How's this table, folks?
Well,
it's fine, babe. It's fine.
It's.
You got the view of the alligator pond?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Terrific.
This is fine.
Thank you.
All right. Baby. Cindy will be your server, so she'll be by shortly. Thank you again so much for coming to Larry's House of Pain.
Thank you. House of Pain?
What was that?
Nothing. Babe, I just want to say I'm really proud of you. I know it's been weird recently, and you're kind of in a funk. But I like that you're like, we're going out. Look, we're out. We are out. We're doing it.
This is nice. It's nice to get out. I just feel... Did you hear what that guy said? House of Pain?
I think he meant to say House of Pancakes, to be honest.
That's what I thought. Okay, I thought I was crazy.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, what can I get to drink for you? You guys look great.
Thank you.
Is it too early to drink?
No.
Baby, do it.
Do it.
I'll get a...
Can I just say that you seem very confident?
What?
You seem very confident. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, when you walked in, I kind of noticed you right away. Like, you walked in, like, you ruled the roost.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
I mean, I'm not hitting on him. Don't worry. I'm just saying.
Like, please. Hey, I get it. I get it. This man is confident.
Just seems like the kind of guy who knows what he wants and when he wants it. So if you want to drink at 11 a.m., do it, buddy.
And
you
know, get me a Bloody Mary.
Look at him. Get him a Bloody Mary. Yeah. Furthermore, this guy knows everything. He's like a human encyclopedia. I mean, do you know what encyclopedias are?
I've never heard of that.
It's like Wikipedia, but go ahead. Go ahead.
No.
Oh, why don't I explain this?
Yeah, you're right.
I have it. Right. So encyclopedias were back when we used to have all of our information in bound books, paper.
But states, order up.
It was like that, but it's like Wikipedia, but separate and not as much.
By the way, our specials today. Oh,
okay. Wait, but
yes,
but
please.
You could count on what was inside of the encyclopedia to be right.
Period. Oh, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Yes, you are, because you're confident.
Exactly.
And butt steaks are the special today. So if you want a butt steak, just let me know. Butt steaks.
And I'll have an orange juice, please.
And an orange juice. So a Bloody Mary and an orange
tequila
juice.
Tequila sunrise.
I don't, right. Baby, it's a disease. I have a drinking problem. He thinks I can just stop when I want.
I don't know. When he says it, though, it seems like it's the right answer. So.
You know what? Bring it to me and we'll give it a shot.
Actually, on second tequila thought, sunrise. You're right. I shouldn't push that on you. Just orange juice.
Bloody Mary. Okay. Bloody Mary, orange juice. Butt steak, anyone? Butt steak?
Ooh, gosh. Confident. Two butt steaks right now, yeah.
Great. All right.
I'm sorry. Two butt steaks.
I'll be back and enjoy your time at House of Pain.
Thank you. Baby.
Oh my fucking God, she said House of
Pain.
Baby,
nobody knows. It's in your head.
What do you mean?
Nobody knows you're a vampire.
I am so sorry to just pop over at the table, but I saw Cindy over here and I thought, there's just some kind of something about you, sir, that is just so attractive. I'm not hitting on him. But
I get it.
I tell you what. Oh my gosh. Sir, I think you're the best. I want to be your loyal follower. I'll do anything you ask and anything you want me to do. Okay.
Okay. Calm down. This is a public place.
All right. Okay, I'm cutting my hand. I'm cutting my hand open right now.
Under the table.
Go. Good. Okay, back up.
Okay. All right, hold that tight and sit back down, sir. Thank you. Bye.
Look at you. Look at my man.
You know,
you're flourishing.
It's just nice to be able to wear a mask in public, be able to basically cover up when you go out.
I think that's it. I love what I'm seeing.
All the 2,000 years I've been alive, nothing has been quite this exhilarating.
I love it. And I'm sorry I never let you bite me in the neck, and one day I'll die and you'll have to live on without me.
Or?
No.
So I'm looking over here at your... different things to do in Sarasota. And I was wondering if there's any information you have about Dracula.
About Dracula?
Yes.
We do have, we do have access to the beach. We also have, there's 10 different microbreweries in town. Mm. So, there's a beer walking tour that I can set you up with.
I've hunted Jekyll and Hyde. I've hunted all the beasts of the old world, and the one that still eludes me.
Aren't Jekyll and Hyde the same guy?
Yes, but it's two. You're actually dealing with two different things. It's not just one guy. Okay.
Okay.
So with two different, whole two different personalities,
you had to contend with in order to wrangle that. Look, I don't know why everyone always wants to debate this with me. Everywhere I go,
everywhere I fucking go.
I really don't want to. You brought it up.
You don't? Oh, I brought it up. Oh, maybe I fucking did, okay? But no one talks about
Javulf,
man.
There's no need to curse, sir.
Oh, isn't there? I don't give a shit that there's fucking kids here. There's a wolf man on the loose who's going to fucking eat your kids, huh? How about that scary shit?
Okay, now there's a wolf man on the loose.
Yes, there is, okay? There's always a fucking wolf man on the fucking loose, okay? This shit spreads like fucking wildfire. Okay,
okay, I'm gonna need you to leave the Sarasota Tourist Bureau.
I guess I'll fucking get out of here then. Oh, give me a fucking second. Hello? Hello? How the hell do I answer this thing? Hello? Hello? God damn it. Hello? Can you answer this for me?
I suppose this could be my... Is this my phone? Okay, sorry. Well, first of all, I need you to leave, sir, and I am going to answer this phone call, which is clearly the landline on my desk.
Answer my phone, please.
Sarasota Tourist Bureau.
Yes, I was wondering if you could recommend a hotel in your area.
Sure. What price point are you looking for?
Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Well,
sky's the limit. You're talking to a Dracula.
I'll leave a very late check-in.
Okay, how late are we talking?
Midnight.
Midnight check-in.
Let's keep going.
And
the
very late check-out.
Okay, what? One second. Now, stop whispering things at me, sir. I'm trying to deal with this.
Sky's the limit? Come on, who says that?
I told my dad to come visit us.
What?
Well, I told him to come visit us. I've been able to go out in public wearing my mask. He's getting a hotel nearby.
Oh, God.
It's not going to be bad. He's going to treat us. It's going to be wonderful.
All right, Bloody Mary, tequila sunrise, or was it orange juice?
Oh, shit.
I brought both. I wasn't sure.
Okay, I'll drink one of each and just another orange juice.
Oh, ouch. Ooh, I just...
Oops, sorry. Oh, I got you. Let me just kiss it and make it better.
Finger.
Under the table. Under the table. Put it under the table.
Under the table. Under the table.
Okay.
Pain. House of pain.
Oh, shit.
Go, baby. Go.
Okay.
I need all the information on the hotel that you provided. Oh, shit, is this my phone? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is this the Pope?
No, this is Carl. Look, how's your insurance going?
How's my insurance? Honestly, not so good. I've changed different providers over the centuries and, fluctuating in prices and my return and whatnot, yeah.
What if I told you for just... $14 a month, you can get a $1 million insurance policy on anything you own.
Hold on one second. Just give me one second. I have to take this. Okay?
Can you just like move to the back of the line? I just need information on SeaWorld, okay?
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of pamphlets here. Just pick one up, lady. Jesus fucking Christ.
I have specific questions about, are the dolphins abused? Like, will my children feel unsafe?
Okay. Don't you have a Wikipedia? Just look that up. Hello, yes.
I can answer that. The dolphins are abused. Your children will feel unsafe. And SeaWorld's in Orlando.
I know it's in Orlando.
Okay.
But that's not far.
You're at the Sarasota Tourist Bureau.
That's not that far. That's 3 hours.
We're Gulf Coast. Yeah, I mean.
It's 3 hours. I've literally lived in Florida my whole life.
I've lived in Florida my whole life.
Well, then.
All right.
You know what? Okay. Fuck you. Fuck this tourist guide.
Sir, it's not a competition. Please bring the phone back to your ear.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were still on the line.
No, clearly you did not.
Okay, well, there is a Four Seasons.
Right.
And they do have availability tonight.
Which seasons are they listing?
I imagine all four.
Being?
Is this a test? Spring, summer, autumn, and winter.
Oh, damn it.
Welcome to the Four Seasons. Name, please.
Count Vlad.
Okay, I have you here. One room, single queen smoking. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, it sounded like you said queen.
Yeah, I have you here for queen balcony smoking.
I specifically requested a king.
Let me see what I... And what's your budget here, sir?
Sky's the limit.
Okay. Well, we do have the penthouse available.
That's the one.
Okay. Okay. Terrific. Well, you're all set up here. That'll be...
Did you get my request for a very, very late checkout?
Yes. 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 Anybody who stays in the penthouse can come and go as they please, frankly.
Midnight.
Midnight. Midnight. Sure. That works for
is
us.
Is the
that
time works. I would check out.
Okay. Okay. Where? I know that accent. Is that Eastern Australian?
Eastern Europe.
Oh, I thought it was Australian.
Let's say Eastern Europe between us.
Okay.
$14 and that's it. That's $1 million for life insurance. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'll send you a PayPal link, and then you send me the $14, and then, well, $1 million on anything you own.
Yeah, okay. So I normally work in gold coins. I have a lot of gold coins I'd be able to sell you.
Okay, give me one second. He's got
Feel free to step out of the tourist bureau to take this call at any point.
Oh, I do feel free to step out, but I want to stay in, because apparently you didn't let anybody cut in line, okay? So there's no fucking rules here.
Are you Irish?
All right, baby. So you've had your fill. You had a couple steaks. You ate two bodies. Do you think it's time to go home? Or
that was the thing. I wanted to just surprise you. We're going straight to the hotel to see Dad. Yay. And now with this newfound confidence, I'm not going to take no for an answer.
Okay, but yes, it is. Okay? Do you know how to get there?
Yeah, it's the Four Seasons.
Which? East or west?
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
Hold on a second.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry. I was trying to get in contact with Rambusha.
Rambusha?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for me.
Hold on one second. Here you go.
Hello?
Hey, Rambusha.
Hey, what's up?
We're getting the band back together.
Don't mess around.
I'm serious. I'm on my break right now. We're getting the fucking band back together.
I thought you were pregnant.
I am. I am. I am. I am.
Oh, my God. That is so Aerosmith of you.
Right? Oh, my God. Okay.
Listen. Okay. Where, when?
Where, right now? Okay. I'm in a small town. My husband.
Where are we meeting to start the band back up?
Oh, my God. Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking exactly where we left it off. Okay.
The warehouse?
Right outside. The warehouse.
Okay. I have one more question for you. I have a tequila sunrise and an orange juice right in front of me. Which one should I drink?
Well, you have that. You have a drinking problem.
You're such a bitch. Okay.
You're a bitch.
You're such
seriously,
a bitch.
Seriously, just drink the OJ, okay?
Fine.
If that's in front of you, just walk away.
Okay. Okay, I'll see you. Oh, wait. So you tell me where. You didn't tell me when.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Wait.
Yes, is this room service? Hello?
No, well, it's the front desk, but yeah, it's kind of the same thing. What can I get for you?
I'm waiting on my butt steak, extremely rare.
Okay, let me call the kitchen real quick. Give me one second. Bring, 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 bring. Bring, 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 bring. Bring, 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 bring.
Kitchen. Sarasota Tourist Bureau.
Are you going to get it? Or hello. I think the lines are crossed. Who's on the other line?
Call in the kitchen.
This is the Sarasota Tourist Bureau?
This is the kitchen. The kitchen. Who's on the line?
Okay, you two figure this out.
What's happening?
Oh, I have had a day. It's 2 a.m. Why am I still doing this?
Kids, this is great. We're having a good time. The dolphins are totally safe. They're fine. Okay, they're not.
There's a wolf man in the pool. Mom, there seems to be some kind of wolf man.
I spent a lot of money on these tickets, okay?
Oh my God, Mom.
You're safe.
That is scene two.
Scary, scary time. Scene three. Let's see. Who do we got? Scene three comes to us from Bex, who wrote, "Hi guys, Bex. Again, I suggested the taxidermist who was taking animals from the zoo. I am just finishing law school and cannot tell you how many times this podcast has given me the break and distraction I needed from school, especially in this last year. I have a suggestion. An aspiring criminal finally gets selected to commit his first crime, which He successfully does. Misunderstanding what a crime scene cleanup crew does, he calls one to cover his own tracks. Thanks, Bex.
All right. So we have a couple of things to do today. We got to steal one Trans Am. We got to break into that pawn shop on 3rd. We need a couple of necklaces there. And that's about it for today.
I thought Tommy Two Shoes was taking the last one there.
Yeah. Tommy, he's having tummy issues, he said. So
Having tummy issues?
He's going to get the nickname Tummy Issues Tommy if he's not careful.
Well, that's up to you. So listen, I don't know. Either one of us can do it or that kid behind the bar. Nah, it'll be one of us. All right, so who wants the to take the pawn shop?
I don't know if it's okay, but I would like to take the pawn shop. I've been to that pawn shop 100 times.
This kid, get over here.
I used to smoke in the alley behind it. I could.
Well, if you smoke in the alley, you know the building pretty well.
Yeah, I know the building pretty well.
First of all, you heard him. He said, "Come here, get over there."
Okay. All right.
Jesus, look at this.
Look at this guy.
I've played Assassin's Creed. I've a lot of GTA. I think I'm ready for. I could do this pawn shop thing. When does it have to get done by?
This afternoon.
Oh my God! This afternoon.
Look, fellas. I don't know. I think this kid's funny.
Yeah, it's killing me.
It's funny. Okay. Funny.
Yeah. Mask or.
Listen,
do you guys have?
It's up to. It's
what are
up
you
to
asking
you?
Us? Okay. You asking us to wear a mask for the crime?
No, I mean, am I going to do it solo? I'm sorry.
So your question was mask, and you wanted us to answer if you were doing it solo or not.
Well, I don't know. Is that right? If we were doing it as a group, are we all going to wear the same
mask?
What,
kid?
A lot of time we'd all have like the same mask on. And
listen, kid, you got this. Okay, whatever you want to do, you got the green light.
Whatever you want. Look at that. You get the green light. Okay.
Wow. A lot of people wait all day for the green light. I got it. Okay.
How can I help you, kid?
Oh, hey. Do you have any acoustic guitars that are
just whatever.
Freeze, motherfucker? Freeze, motherfucker. Okay. Put your hands up. Put your hands up, motherfucker. Okay.
Okay. What do you want?
Okay. Give me all the money in your register first. That's the first thing. And
it's 10 a.m. You're the first customer today.
Okay, that makes sense.
I've got about 50 bucks in the drawer.
Okay, I'll take that first.
Hey, Duncan, I need my wedding ring back, man. I need my wedding ring back.
Oh, shit. Put your fucking hands up, motherfucker.
Okay, I need my wedding ring back, man. Come on.
Yeah, he better get his wedding ring back.
Oh, shit.
Or I'm going to beat
you motherfuckers.
Okay.
All you motherfuckers, I have a gun, okay? Everybody put their hands up.
Look, kid, if you calm down for 1 second, this guy's willing to pay cash to get his ring back. You might get that cash, okay?
Okay.
But you got to let me handle this transaction.
You. I'm sorry.
Now he's got to use our grocery money to get his ring back because he made bad decisions.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm here now, right? All right, Duncan, what do I owe you for the ring?
It's $700 for the ring.
Ah, Jesus Christ. You gave me four out the door. Shit.
We paid $250 from Walmart.
Okay. Oh, shit. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Wait, did you just shoot me?
I shot everybody. Okay. Wait, I'm going to call cleanup crew.
Baby, it's just a BB gun. You're fine.
That's a pop gun. Shit. Yeah,
it's a pop gun.
That hurt. Oh,
shit. It hurt. Oh, shit. It just stung a little bit. But I've been through childbirth 3 times, so whatever.
Do you mind if I appraise that gun?
This BB gun?
Yeah, this is nice.
It looks like an antique.
This is a vintage BB gun. This is the Red Ryder gun, like from Christmas Story.
I love that movie.
Oh yeah, I didn't know it was that old.
You know, I'd be willing to take this off your hands for $500.
Baby, steal that gun. You got to steal that gun.
Okay,
don't steal that gun. That's my gun. I work for an organized crime group, guys. I might not be the. No, I've been working with a lot of guys. In fact, hold on 1 second. I'm going to pull them up on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Somebody's going to answer.
Hey, Duncan, I got to get that rifle from you, man. Come on.
look, I don't have the rifle yet, you know.
And welcome. Let's do it one transaction at a time. Online. If you'd like to be transferred to a boss, press 1.
Oh, shit.
If you'd like to be transferred to a consigliere, press 2. If you'd like to be transferred to a representative, press 3.
Well, this is more organized than most organized crime.
Yeah, what's a consigliere? Does anybody know what a consigliere is?
You're in the crime family. You don't know what a consigliere is?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with 3. Okay. Hold on, you motherfuckers. Hold on. You're going to really regret this.
Boop. You have selected speak with a representative. Which representative would you like to speak to?
Cleanup crew.
Would you like to speak to a cleanup crew?
Yes.
Press 1.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking to this thing and I thought it was there. 1.
Press press 1.
I pressed Boop. It. It's
you have okay. selected Dirty Boys.
Oh shit.
Yeah, hello, Sending. Dirty Boys. How can I help you?
Hi, this is, I don't want to use my real name right now because I'm in the middle of a robbery. It's kind of gone bad.
Make How sure
bad?
You get his name, Steve. Get his name.
Listen, sir, we can't move forward without a name.
It's Philip. It's Philip. Okay.
Okay, Philip.
I'm at the pawn shop.
Which one?
Pawn shop.
One on 3rd?
Yeah, that's okay. The one. So probably going to need some people to put a couple on the back of the heads of these coconuts.
What the fuck possible. Are you talking about, Phil?
I'm sorry, Phil, you're the Dirty Boys? I was really trying to get the cleanup crew. This is the Dirty Boys
cleanup crew. You know what that means? It means when you make a mess, we clean it up.
Oh,
is
yeah,
there a,
yeah. That's
is there
it.
A mess?
Oh, there's a big fucking mess here. They,
blood
they
everywhere?
Are, no, they got my gun.
Look, I'm going to put you on hold, okay? I'm going to put you in. You should listen to the – go to, press star and it'll take you to a menu okay. again. Give me 1 second.
Okay. All right, guys. You guys are all going to regret it. I'm
if you'd like to talk to a boss, press 1.
You're still on the line. You're still on the line.
No, well, I am because it's going to start treatment.
All right, 600. 600, that's my final offer.
600?
Baby, you got to get that gun for me. I want that gun.
Okay. You're not going to rob me. I'm part of a big crime family, too. Consigliere.
Rob
I want a consigliere.
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 You have selected.
Use your muscles.
Okay, babe, okay.
Yes, hello.
Now.
Tom Hagen.
Oh, hi. This is Philip. I'm at the pawn shop, and I need a cleanup crew to help me out here.
Philip, I need a last name.
Oh, jeez, I really shouldn't, because I'm in the middle of a crime.
Sonny, please, I'm on a phone.
I need you, Daddy. I need you.
Yes, sir. What's the last name?
Spencer. It's Philip Spencer.
Oh, Spencer.
Well, now we got your full name.
You're going to be dead in no time, so just you laugh it up
oh,
now,
yeah.
okay?
With that BB
I'm on the phone
gun?
With the boss. Well, that was a mistake.
Yeah,
I didn't
clearly.
Think I was going to have to use it.
Spencer, did you have a question? A question.
Listen, I wanted to use concierge to bring in a cleanup crew. I need a couple
concierge,
of the back
Concierge, this is not a hotel.
No,
do you
I
have
just,
a question?
Oh, please. I'm in the middle of a botched robbery, okay? I really need some help, and I'm looking
botched
like a dumb-dumb.
Right.
Address.
Baby, I'm too scared.
Oh my God!
It's the pawn shop.
We are done. We are done for real this time. There's no crawling back on your knees.
I'm sending a crew.
Oh, you guys are fucked. All right, I'll just wait now. You guys are in big trouble. You're gonna regret this. I demand respect.
All right, I'll give you 700 for the rifle, but they're hard to move. They're a specialty item.
700.
Bling, bling.
Okay.
Pardon me, which one of you is the proprietor?
That's me.
I have a
don't answer, kid.
Old medallion I would like to sell.
Oh my God, baby, you gotta get that for me.
Oh, you're killing me.
Gotta get it
It's
for me.
Older than you would even imagine.
Can I take a look?
Take a guess and a look.
Man, it is bright outside, isn't it?
listen, I don't want to get you into trouble, old man. I'm not a monster of any sorts, but there's going to be some serious problems soon here, so you might want to take your medallion and leave.
Look into my eyes.
Girls, we got our first gig. Okay, apparently, so we're going to go to a pawn shop, and we're just going to do a little set, all right?
Okay.
We got to clean it up, all right?
Hey, this feels right.
Yeah,
Rambusha, you smell like alcohol.
Oh my god, you do.
Rambusha, you smell like fucking tequila. Are you serious?
Have you been drinking?
I'm just saying this feels right.
Oh my god,
you
damn
only
it.
Talk
Jesus.
About your feelings when you're really drunk.
Oh fuck.
Let's go, let's play, let's shred.
Shit, okay, look, okay. Just do what we rehearsed, okay, Rambusha? Don't fuck this up. It's our big comeback.
Do it exactly as we rehearsed, and if you do it even a little bit wrong, you're out of the band.
Okay, I got it. I felt good.
Okay, great. Okay, everyone, get in the car. Let's go. Rambusha, you're driving.
Just look, price. A price is all I ask.
I don't know. I mean, this is...
Pick a crazy number.
I mean, I can go as high as 250.
Sold.
Really? All right. Okay. I may have to go into the safe if that's all right. I only have 50 in the drawer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would assume as much to have $250,000 lying about.
No. $250.
That's, we had a deal.
No, we did not. I didn't. Thousand. The word thousand said at
you
any point?
You said 250.
250. Yeah, $250.
Oh, you are mocking me.
You never mentioned the safe earlier, sir. You didn't mention the safe earlier, sir.
Well, it didn't come up, did it?
So you're a shady businessman.
You with the BB gun, look into my eyes.
Yeah.
You are getting sleepy.
Babe, I want you to get him for me. Can you get him?
The
I like
man?
Him.
No, I can't, baby.
Yeah, he's like magical.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Not yet, Rambusha. God damn it. Oh my god, all over my goddamn outfit.
I made a mistake. Fuck,
Rambusha. Fuck. Oh my god. This is horrible. This is a fucking disaster. I'm going to vomit all over me. God damn it. Holy shit, she vomited in the amp. We can't use the amp.
Great. Oh my god. Great. Now what are we supposed to do?
I got amps over here if you need more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. How much are the amps?
Wait. You know.
Let me guess. Oh. 250.
I could go as high as 250.
Is that my father-in-law? Chuck,
Danny?
Is that you?
Danny?
Yes.
Holy
well, I go
crap,
by Rambusha. What are you doing here?
You look like my nephew Danny.
I'm actually married to your son.
Life has taken a turn.
Well, you've been alive for a long time.
Wait a second. You look like his cousin or something? Is that right?
Yeah, I love.
Did you know that when you got married, Rambusha? Is that something?
Well, no, just didn't. A typical day at a Sarasota pawn shop. Am I right?
That's our show. Oh. That's our show. Oh my god!
I almost passed out. I literally had little tiny stars around my eyes.
Okay. All right. Let's thank our alchemist, please. For our very last show recording
ever.
Of May. Just of May.
Good one to go out on.
In the merry, merry month of May, we thank Carla Kakowski. Thank you so damn much, Carla.
Thank you, Kevin. You're the best. I'm at Carla Kakowski on Instagram.
Perfect. And folks, please check out all the shows, Twitch/ West Side Comedy.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. And westsidecomedy.com. They're up there as well. So you can check it out.
Yeah. Several of folks here on this very podcast are teaching classes. When I say several, I think two at least. James,
Chris,
are you also teaching?
Joey, Craig. No, James. Oh. But if he wants to, he's allowed
James,
to.
James, why aren't you teaching classes?
Well,
I mean, for good reason.
You know,
good reason.
It's just so hard with all the stuff going on.
Point taken. Thank you, Carla.
Yes.
Chris Alvarado, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. At Chris
Where
Alvarado.
Can folks write to get one of those shirts?
These, I don't think, they're not, we're not up to quality standards yet. I'm still experimenting. Yeah, that's right. But you can look at my shirt at Chris Alvarado on Instagram. And like what Carla was saying, I was just thinking, what a fun opportunity in the middle of all this weird stuff to take a class from somebody you listen to.
Absolutely. No, let's fun. All try to better ourselves somehow. And it's a one-stop shop over there.
Yeah. Improv, stand-up, sketch comedy. I mean, tons of stuff over there. So check us out, westsidecomedy.com.
Thank you for that. Craig Kakowski?
Yeah, I asked for some chatter on the...
on the Alchemy This subreddit, and you all really delivered, because I know that all of you are unable to convert your friends, family, and significant others to Alchemy This, so this is your opportunity to meet like-minded people.
It's working out. Thank you for that. James Heaney.
Thanks for having me. What a blast to do improv every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Twitch, West Side Comedy Theater. It's /. And every time I hear somebody say /, I correct it in my head. And I've been doing a pretty good job of not saying it out loud. It's /.
You just did it, though.
Thank you,
Red. Well, nobody said it wrong. Nobody said it wrong. So I was just, you know. I was taking this opportunity when no one said it.
You're a hero. You're a real hero, James.
And we love you for it, James. Red Heaney. Joey.
Oh, jeez.
Joey Greer, thank
Grieber.
You.
That was, yep. Thank you for having me. At Jebby Grieber on Instagram, you're going to find more conspiracy videos about James's red hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that the truth will reveal itself.
It's out there.
I'm like so close to just shaving my head to end the argument, you know.
Or maybe dyed a different color than red.
Mm-hmm. It's not red.
Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Man,
the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm Kevin Pollak, your host. We'd love to hear from you, but please continue to write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This.